Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to The Public File. My name is Kat Modrew, and my guest for this part of The Public File program, a guest and a friend and a colleague, it's Erica Pope, and she is the Director of Development for the Me One Foundation. Hi, Miss Erica.
Hi, Kat. How are you?
I'm good. I wish we could be talking face-to-face, but this is how we do interviews during a pandemic, so we'll stay safe.
Right.
Right, and we can do all kinds of things during a pandemic, can't we?
We certainly can, and we have. We're proving how flexible we all are.
Absolutely, and that's going to be our segue into the meat of this conversation. But for folks who don't know what the Me One Foundation is, talk about what it is, how and why it began.
Oh, man, what an amazing story. So the Me One Foundation is really singular in its focus. We raise funds to send adult cancer patients and their loved ones to Camp Wiser every year, which is a three-day cost-free retreat. So it's completely free to the family in the Santa Cruz Mountains. And it really just gives these families kind of a break from cancer and all the doctor's appointments and the paperwork and the whirlwind of everything that comes with a cancer diagnosis. And it gives the family a chance to just disconnect, the gift of time to reflect on things they can appreciate, build their relationships, relax, have some fun, and most of all, create some amazing memories.
And why is it called Camp Wiser? Full disclosure, I know a lot about this organization, but Erica gets to talk about it because we've got some cool stuff coming up. But why is it called Camp Wiser?
So that is named after the family that founded the organization. So Tom and Heidi Wiser, back in 2008, was our first year of camp. But Tom went through a cancer journey of his own, diagnosed pretty young. They had some young children at the time, and they were afforded the opportunity to attend a camp in Southern California for adults. You know, we all know there's a ton of organizations out there for kids going through cancer, which is so, so important. But there just aren't a lot of resources for adults. So Tom and Heidi and their family packed up. They attended this camp, and I think that their lives were changed. They came home and said, how do we do this here? How do we offer this opportunity to families who are going through the same journey we are right here in Northern California?
Very cool. So when people get to this camp, what is it like, this three-day getaway for adult cancer patients and their families in the Santa Cruz Mountains? And then we'll talk about the camp that wasn't, right? But in a normal year, what happens?
Yeah, in a non-COVID year, right?
Right.
So the most perfect setting in the Santa Cruz Mountains, I really don't know what other place could be better. So Mission Springs, we host 35 families every year. And when we say camp, let's not downplay it with tents and sleeping bags. I mean, these are full accommodations. So every family has their own private room, private bathroom. It's a lot more like glamping than anything else.
Love it.
But when guests get there, you know, they're greeted with gosh, almost 200 volunteers who are really there just to make sure that they have the most amazing time. So we greet our families. They come in, and for 3 full days, there's only downtime if you want it. We can do games. We can hike, adventure activities. There are arts and crafts, more food than you know what to do with. We have a luau, ice cream social. Probably the best part is the full spa. And I know that you've seen this in
mm-hmm,
action.
Mm-hmm.
This spa is amazing. And massages, haircuts, manicures, pedicures, facials, you name it. And you know what is the best part about the spa? Is I've heard that, you know, sometimes when families are going through cancer and caregivers are taking care of someone, we often forget to take care of ourselves. And I've heard stories about campers who were there that say, you know what, this is the first haircut that I've had in a year.
Wow. Wow.
And they get it at camp.
So it's just this weekend of, and talk about the connections people make, because you and I know people with cancer, and sometimes people choose to go through their journey more privately than others. But what sort of inevitably happens at Camp Wiser with these guests and their families?
You know, organically, I think lifelong friendships occur, and campers come and they experience what Camp Wiser is all about. And we have this saying, right? Once you come to camp, you're part of the Me One family. Mm. We wrap our arms around you, and that's just where you are. And you can be as much of a part of the Me One family as you wish, but lifelong friendships are made. Campers come back the following year as volunteers. And I know that we've all developed friendships with campers that last year after year. We stay in touch. They become our ambassadors, and they develop friendships on their own. It's amazing.
What about the kids who come to Camp Wiser? So it's a weekend retreat for adult cancer patients and their families. I can only imagine some of the body language of teenagers who don't want to do anything that has to do with their parents, right? Here I am at camp.
Yeah, exactly. I have a teenager, so I know that. I know that look.
The eye roll?
Yeah, the eye roll and the foot out to the side a little bit. Yeah, I can see it.
The hands crossed.
You know, that is so true.
Yep, the arms crossed.
Yes, you got it. Have you been there before, Kathy?
I got to cut. Yes, yes. So talk about the kids.
You know, we always say that cancer doesn't just come to the one person who gets that diagnosis, right? It really affects the entire family. And when a parent has cancer and is going through that journey, the whole family does it with you. You do it together. And a lot of times these kids come to camp often feeling like they're on an island alone. Like, why am I the only person with a sick mom or dad? But they see other kids who are going through the same journey, and then they become friends, and they realize, wow, you know what? I'm not alone.
Hmm.
It's okay that I'm feeling like this, and I do have support. And we see these kids come, and like you mentioned, the teenagers, right, who get there kind of like, really, I got to go spend 3 days with my parents.
Cancer camp. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that sounds amazing. But there's so much for them to do. I love it when these kids get on the zip line or they try the flying squirrel and literally are having the time of their life being catapulted up into the canopy of trees where you might just catch a glimpse of the ocean because we're that close. And by the end, nobody wants to leave.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. If you're just joining me, my guest is Erica Pope. She is the Director of Development for the Me One Foundation, Keeping Life Scoreboard at Cancer Zero, Me One. Right, girlfriend?
You got it.
So this year, I imagine you did not have a camp with 32 cancer patients and their families in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
We didn't. Like so many organizations, mm-hmm. we feel strongly about following our mission and still supporting those special families. So we came together as a team and said, how do we do this? How do we still support these amazing families in a safe way? So we had a little pivot, And like you've said, I've heard you say this, which I love, we created lemonade out of COVID-flavored lemons.
Right.
Yep, I love that saying. So we brought camp to families this year. So 20 families in the Northern California region received camp at their doorstep. We worked so hard to make these amazing boxes and to try to recreate Camp Wiser as closely as possible. We stuffed these bins full of more things. I don't think we could have put another thing in these boxes. With gift cards and cornhole games and activities and arts and crafts. You didn't have to worry about food for the weekend. We had DoorDash covered. We had gas cards. It was really, really amazing. And honestly, I don't think that we could have done anything different to make it any better. The joy and the smiles that were brought to these families was priceless.
And the gratitude, I mean, think about it. A lot of us are inconvenienced, shall we say, during a pandemic. But if you're compromised and you have cancer, you're kind of needing to really, really stay home.
Yeah, you're feeling it tenfold. And cancer didn't take a break when COVID started.
Right, right. So how much, again, let's go back to a world far, far away. How much does Camp Wiser cost to put on if it's in the Santa Cruz Mountains, which I think everybody's hoping might happen in 2021, hopefully.
But Yeah,
that's
what we're going for. So it costs around $90,000, close to $100,000 each year to send these 35 families to camp.
And you have said before that when people get sick, oftentimes the first thing to sort of go off the list of financial wish lists is vacations, right?
Right, absolutely. You know that when a cancer diagnosis comes, so does your output of money every month, right? So you have a lot of co-pays and a lot more expenses that you don't anticipate. So you're right. That first thing that gets scratched off the list is maybe that trip to Disneyland or the camping trip once a year. That's the first to go.
So that's why this organization is so important. How are you funded?
We are funded solely by our amazing donors. We have sponsorships for events. We are lucky enough to receive grants throughout the year, but we don't receive any state or government funding. It's all individual and organizational donations.
So I've heard of virtual events because I'm a big fan of the nonprofit world, and my heart has been breaking from food closets to organizations like the Me One Foundations to everything in between, the big galas, the lifelines, the fundraisers that are the big money that comes in to help all these fantastic organizations has really been challenged. But I keep hearing, I haven't been to one, but I guess I am going to a virtual gala. Talk about the virtual night under the stars.
Yes. So you're right. We've all been impacted by not being able to host our traditional events, which for us, our annual gala dinner in December, it is the meat and potatoes of our fundraising efforts. You know, we have such an amazing group of supporters who look forward to this event year after year. And this year it's going to be different. So we're going virtual, a night under the stars. It'll be December 3rd at 7 p.m. And what's great about it is that you can do it right from your own home. So no dress required this year, but perhaps a glass of wine.
Okay. And what is it? How does it work? I honestly don't know. So I'm learning something today.
So, you know, Kat, this is the coolest thing. Anybody can participate. So some people who may not be interested in attending a big gala and you're more of just maybe a homebody, anybody can do it. So it is so easy. You will receive two links. You'll receive a YouTube Live link that works best if you maybe put that into your smart TV or your laptop or maybe your tablet. And then from your phone, you're given another link and you log in to our Greater Giving account, which will be where all the action happens. So you're watching it on one screen, and then you're participating from like your cell phone or your handheld. You're participating from there, And that's where you can give, you can make comments, and everything is happening virtually. But we have a team in a studio, which will be you, Kat, and Freddie Silvera.
The most amazing auctioneer on the planet. He is just as an aside, Freddie has, again, made lemonade out of COVID lemons and has helped so many organizations since March continue their fundraising efforts. He's a rock star.
He is a rock star, and I'm so thankful that he's supporting us once again this year. I feel like we have it down pat, but we'll be in a studio. I'll be there for moral support.
Okay, good.
Yep, I'll be there. And it'll be fun. You know, we're looking to make it as interactive as possible. We have some super fun things planned. But sit down for an hour and a half, and just see some friends. Participate in the chat box, make some jokes, and just watch the magic happen.
So, last year and for years in the past, I know that the MeOne Foundation is known for their silent auction. The items are amazing and they're plentiful, and there really is something for everyone. It's a little early, but how are things going as far as auction items and how that's going to work? That's how you'll be making bids on the phone then?
Well, yes, kind of. So we couldn't let our fundraising, our gala, go by without having the silent auction item. So we thought, how can we do this? So rather than bidding on the individual baskets, what will happen is everyone who gives at any level, right? So from $25 all the way up to $10,000, there is a gift basket that coordinates with each level. So let's say you and I both give $100. Mm-hmm. We're automatically entered to win that gift basket that corresponds with the $100 level.
Oh.
And these gift baskets are amazing. I'm talking, their value, hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars. Mm. I mean, we've got a trip. We've got wine packages. We have this hair care basket that I have my eye on, all the latest tools, hair care products. That's the one I want.
There's a cool one that's 12 months of dates, I think, that you do every year that's got gift cards to fun restaurants and all kinds of other things. So you have a date per month for a year.
You got it. That's in there, too.
I love it. I love it. My guest is Erica Pope. She's the Director of Development for the MeOne Foundation, and we are talking about the virtual Night Under the Stars happening December 3rd at 7 o'clock. How in the world are you going to swing the infamous dessert dash? I see in your notes that you sent to me that it's back. How? Oh, how?
Oh, it is back. So last year we missed it, right? It's a lot of work. And we thought, you know, is this something that we really need? And we cut it out of our event last year, and we all missed it.
Uh-huh.
So we thought, you know what? Let's bring it back this year, and we're going to do something really fun. So we have got these amazing cakes and desserts donated from really our region's top places, right? So we've got Ettering, Freeport, Rick's, Olivia's Custom Cakes, Little Bliss Cakery, Sweet Celebrations. The list goes on and on. So we have all these desserts donated. And what you will have the opportunity to do is a week prior to the event, you can go on to the Greater Giving website, our personal website, and get a description of these cakes, pick your favorite one, and bid on it. And the highest bidder will be named the night of, and your delivery will come to your doorstep by a group of special volunteers the night of. So literally, you can have your cake and eat it too on
but I'm
December 3rd.
So how do people sign up? As we speak, it's as this airs, it's November 8th. How do people sign up to be a part of the virtual Night Under the Stars?
The best thing to do right now is to follow us on Facebook.
Mm.
So everything that we're doing, we're going to alert everybody through Facebook. And then also sign up for our newsletter. You can check out our website. We'll be doing updates there. And then you will, if you sign up for our newsletter, we'll have your email, and we will be emailing out all the information. So those links are not live at this point,
okay.
And they're not available. We're not going to overwhelm you with a bunch of information right now. We're going to give you just what you need. So I want you to mark your calendar for December 3rd and know that that information will come to you. So follow us on Facebook, sign up for our newsletter and we will get you all that information.
So if people are listening, and of course they're going to mark their calendars, but they have fallen in love with the Me One Foundation, as so many have, and they're sitting there on a Sunday morning listening to this thinking, how can I help? Volunteers, not so much in a COVID year, but how can people help this foundation?
Right. So I would say our biggest thing is sponsorship. So if you're listening and your company or the company that you work for can align with our mission and you'd like to see your brand and your logo up there on the screen in front of hundreds of people, you know, the night of December 3rd and know that you're supporting an amazing organization, reach out to me. We've got sponsorship levels from $1,000 all the way up to $10,000. Mm-hmm. We can customize them. They're a lot of fun. We've got some naming rights for special nights of camp in 2021. So we have some fun things to offer to our sponsors. And I think another way people can help is to be an event champion.
What's
that?
One thing we
looked at this year is we recognized that having a virtual event is an opportunity to reach a whole different group of people. And a lot more people may want to attend something that they know they don't have to get dressed up for and get out of the house. It's easy to do. So we want those people who can think, hey, you know what? I think I can get 10 of my friends to, log on and take a peek and see what we're doing. So we're really hoping that our outreach with this event is just hit out of the park.
I love that. And then, as you're putting those baskets and treats and things together, what if someone is part of an organization that has cool things that they can donate?
Love it. We are always accepting donations like that. Like I said, we do have some baskets together, but we are still looking to, chock those full of more goodies. So always accepting gift cards. That's a great addition. Or if your company wants to put together a basket, we're always have open arms for those as well.
And for folks who want to learn more about the Me One Foundation, whether it's someone who has cancer, and let's all say it, we all know someone. I wish that was not the case, but everybody knows someone with cancer. What would they find on the Me One website? What is it, and what would they find there as far as information about Camp Wiser and the Me One Foundation?
You're going to find what we're doing, our needs, when Camp Wiser 2021 is happening, when our events are happening, how you can help, when applications go live for camp. I know that's a big one. Unfortunately, we can currently only accept 35 families because of the capacity that we're allowed at Mission Springs. But, you can stay up to date on when those applications go live. And one day it's our goal to have our own camp, and we'll be able to host those 35 families every weekend, because you know it as well as I do, Kat, that the need is there.
Very much. And the website, please,
is me-onefoundation.org. So me-onefoundation.org.
Erica Pope, Director of Development for the Me One Foundation. Thanks for coming on. You're amazing. And I'm excited about December 3rd. I think it's going to rock.
Me too, Kat. Thank you so much.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.